This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
It's very hard coming to work hungover.
I was about to ask now, the producer Callum's out of the room, how many points?
Do you know what?
I started
the day with, I've learned a quote that I'm really sticking to at the moment. Wine before beer, the fear. Beer before wine, feel fine.
Okay, I have my own quote.
What's that?
Liquor before beer, you're in the, no, beer before liquor, never sicker. Liquor before beer, you're in the clear.
Clear, liquor before.
So give me yours.
So what I thought was wine before beer, the fear.
Okay.
Which is liquor.
Wine, yeah.
And then beer before wine, feel fine.
Interesting. I would have thought it'd be the opposite because I, okay, beer before wine, feel fine.
But I don't even know if that's true. Someone said it to me. So yesterday, so you'll hear all about it in the show, but basically I had I had a night out last night with my housemate, my pal Emer, who's moving out on Friday. And we went to the Snow Patrol gig last night. So I was like, come on from work, let's get a drink into us and get ready. So I was trying to be sensible. So I bought a 4-pack beers.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's it. No more than 2 little beers in the house getting ready. Do you know if we were
What beers to buy?
Just Coors.
Nice. Little cans, like?
It's cans, yeah. I just had a little tinny getting ready.
Very good.
And then Emer had this great suggestion. She was like, why don't we just not buy a drink at the gig at all? Because we were going to go down to our local pub just for a bit of pub grub and a pint or two before we went in. And I was like, that's actually such a good shout. Let's just not do that. So we went with the 2 cans.
Yeah.
3 pints.
Oh.
With nachos.
Oh, very nice.
And then I had 2 glasses of wine at the gig.
Oh, wow.
So I was really feeling it this morning.
Beer before wine, feel fine. Were you feeling fine?
Fuck no.
No.
As in, I don't feel sick. I just feel, do you know, that like kind of
drained.
Shook feeling. Do you know, you're just a bit shook.
Yeah.
Probably didn't get enough sleep, feel a bit gross, need a good long bath or long shower. Do you know that kind of a feeling?
Yeah.
Like, but I'd say if I slept for an extra 2 hours and had a shower, I said to Emer, how are you feeling this morning? He said, perfect. Are you not? And I was like,
see, it just depends.
I'll be grand. It's just the lack of, my point is, it's just the lack of sleep on this show that even if you've 2, you're like, Jesus, I really feel it.
I think the best thing for a hangover is actually to come to work because we come in and like I'm in bits for an hour.
Yeah.
And then I'm grand.
And that's the thing. It's now 10:15. I feel heaps better. And at 7 a.m. I was like, I'm going straight back to bed after work. And now I'm like, no, I'll get on with the day.
Yeah,
it's fine
I'll
now, you know.
Yeah, I'll go and do
I'll
whatever.
Probably get something dirty to eat for lunch.
Hell yeah.
But
hell yeah.
Over that, I'll make no more excuses and just try and get on with it.
That sounds
it was such a good night. It was so much fun. I loved it. I went to see Snow Patrol and it was so mad. I don't think I've ever, don't mean this in a disrespectful way at all, but I don't think I've ever been at a gig where like the people on stage are pushing on, like.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Danny Nicwa. Danny McBride, is it? No, that's a character.
Gary Lightbody.
What's your man's
Gary
name?
Gary Lightbody and Johnny McDade.
Johnny McDade, not Danny McBride. Danny McBride is like a famous actor, I think.
It was funny, look, I know Gary Lightbody's name just came to me now, but like last night at the gig, I was like, what's the lead singer's name? But everyone knows Johnny McDade.
It's
funny that he's probably like a lot more famous in terms of his career since and outside of Snow Patrol. But yeah, if you ever get a chance to see them, and that's what we kind of said last night, I was like, geez, like, I don't know, maybe they will just hang up their guitars in the next year or two.
Do you think Courtney Cox was backstage?
I don't know. Emer asked me that last night and I was like, well, obviously I don't know, but she's probably seen him play so much, you'd wonder, do they bother going all the time, you know?
It's probably, but like, it's his home gig as well, isn't it?
True, yeah.
I don't know.
I'm going to have a look at their tour dates. I think they're doing Limerick in the summer and I'd be well up for going again.
Very good.
Right, I'm off to get a sausage roll. Good luck.
Oh, good shout. Rise and shine, wake up in the morning.
Spins fully charged. Hello, good morning.
Good morning and happy Wednesday, one and all. It's the middle of the week already. Happy days.
Hump day.
And D-Day for Emma Nolan.
D-Day.
You're moving in with your fella.
God, I have.
Ooh.
Christ. Do you know what's funny? I just realised.
I'm going to live with a boy.
I'm going to live with a boy. How weird. What I realised this morning on that was I've never driven onto a ferry. And
that's,
I think that's,
we've gone a completely different route.
Well, that's what he's doing, right, at the moment.
Oh, right, okay.
He's over in Liverpool and he's boarding us, whatever.
Yeah, I'm moving in with my fella and I've just realised I've never driven on a ferry. I thought you were kind of saying it like, there's so many things I haven't done.
Just add it to the list. No, I'm really fascinated by it. I was like, and how does it work? You know, when you board a plane, you have to go to a terminal and then whatever.
I'd probably
you just sit there and then you get waved on, don't you? And
so
then
he's getting a ferry from where to where?
He's going Liverpool to Belfast.
Ah.
He really should have driven to Scotland and then got a 4-hour one. Today's one, I think, is an 8-hour sailing.
I don't know why he's doing that, because he can go to North Wales as well.
I thought you were going to say, I don't know why he's doing that. He can get a plane.
Yeah. I don't know why he's doing that. Why would he want to live with you?
I travelled to North Wales a couple of years ago from Dublin to Holyhead.
Oh, yeah.
That was only a 3-hour sailing.
Yeah.
But then I suppose the drive, you got to add the maths in. But it's actually, I love it. When I went, I didn't drive. I was a walk-on passenger.
Then this fascinates me. So yeah. What's the crack there?
So you go to the Dublin port and there's like a little terminal. It's like a really, really small Dublin airport terminal where you go in, they check your passport, they scan you on, they put you into a little holding room.
They scan your bag?
Yeah.
Right.
I think it goes through security scanners and everything.
But now here's my question. If I have a carload of stuff, are they scanning my car?
No.
That's stupid.
Yeah,
that's really stupid. Like, how are they
the odd dog sniffers and stuff?
I'm trying to think
of how it's on monitored. Yeah. It's a whole new world for
then
you guys.
They put me on one of those little buses and then they just put you on the boat and then you're just like, off you go.
And how long were you on the boat? 3 hours?
3 hours.
And Jack's on it for eight.
Eight. Why is that now? Why is he on an 8-hour
one? Well, because the sailing takes longer because he's obviously going from
Liverpool. Right?
Yeah, there's more
to Belfast.
But there's a cinema on board the boat and everything.
I was about to say, what can he do now for the day?
There's arcade machines and everything.
New, yeah.
Is there Wi-Fi?
He got money for it.
Perfect.
I was like, are you ready to go? And he was like, yeah, I have all my change for the fruit machines. I was like,
the fruit machines.
I was like, are
he's
you?
He's so bloody English. The fruity on the boat.
I honestly was like, Syria.
Recharged.
Ben, it's Em and Dave. What is the crack?
Good morning.
I'm sad this morning about the story now. This really grates me. As someone who, I keep forgetting I'm in a relationship now because I'm just so used to...
Were you about to say for someone who's single?
I actually keep forgetting because I'm just so used to
I hope
to
not
being
on nights
single.
Out.
No, not like that. Just in terms of like this story grates on me so much. And if I read this a year ago or less... I'd be even more angry. Basically, there's this chemical group. They're a company in a place called Shandong in China. And they made this rule that any unmarried employees aged between quite a broad bracket, 28 to 58, must get married by the end of September this year or face being fired.
Why? That's bizarre.
It's bizarre because I suppose there's government incentives at the moment and they're pushing people to get married because the marriage rate in China is falling
and they
rapidly.
Want people to have... No, but they don't want people to have kids because there's so many kids.
I'm getting the impression that they are looking for that at the moment. Apparently, the number of marriages in China dropped to a new low of 6.1 mil last year, 20% down from the year before.
I'm pretty sure that there's like there's a cap on how many kids you can have.
Maybe that's
China.
The case, but they still want the reproduction, I think.
Right, okay.
I think so. They're even saying like the young people just aren't as interested in marriage, as we all know.
Which, to be fair, is the kind of same for most countries like as well. Like Ireland, I think our population is aging like crazy because no one's getting married and no one's having kids.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, or very few people.
But look, there was even a particular province in China that they were saying that they offered this other incentive of not very much money now, mind you, the equivalent of €200 to reward a woman under 35 and men who get married for the first time. So like they're really trying to push this. Anyway, here's what they said, right? This is awful. Employees who didn't marry by the first quarter of this year had to write a self-reflection.
Right.
Brilliant. I'm single and I've dealt with 20 terrible dates already this year. Now I need to write what could be wrong with me.
Self-reflection on why.
Why you might not be meeting someone. Isn't that absolutely
Now, Emma Nolan, please spend the next 30 seconds writing a self-reflection on yourself before you met Jack. Why hadn't you met someone?
Hi, so, I guess they just don't really fancy me very much. And
I think it's the opposite. I think Emma Nolan, you were too picky when you were single.
Right.
You'd go on dates and you'd be like, I don't like him. I don't like him. There's no spark.
Do you remember that voice note that we got from someone where we were like, Emma, will you just give someone a go?
Well, I just think after being on that scene for so many years, having to actually sit down and write a self-reflection letter, my God, lads, I would be liable to burn that place to the ground.
You see, you need to do what I do, right?
What?
You'd be single for like 6 months and get a girlfriend, break up with them and be single again for 6 months, get a girl. You know what I mean? It's great. It's really, it's a good way of doing things.
Morning, Pippa. How are you? I'm doing well, gal. You're really lovely.
Love you. We're all good.
If not completed by the second quarter, as in halfway through the year, the company will then conduct their own evaluation of you.
Oh, God.
Can you imagine walking into Nick
and
Nick going,
oh, God.
Yeah, I just know about the jeans today.
No, can you imagine being like...
You're never going to meet a fella with those jeans
on
him.
I can totally see why. I can totally see why you're single. It's this, this, and this. That'd be awful.
Imagine Nick Carcasus, our boss, calling you and saying, yeah, Dave, I don't know, haircut's not great. Sort it out. Awful.
Really grim.
And finally, if you cannot get married and establish a family by the third quarter, the company will terminate your labour contract. You're getting fired.
Very good.
We don't want you if you're useless and single.
They obviously get some sort of grant, obviously, from having hiring married people or something. So there must be an incentive.
No, the incentive is that they're like obsessed with the government's incentives.
Right,
they're trying to be lick arses, I suppose, the government.
Go.
But the good news is they got so much hate for this that the government officials said it broke labour laws. So they took back the rule the next day saying some of the words used were wrong. Not the idea. The
Our
words.
Bad, typo.
Oh, whoops.
You got us.
Autocorrect. Oopsie.
My God, isn't that just the worst of the worst?
Oh, God.
Just a quick update. The one-child policy in China finished in 2016.
2016. Okay, interesting. Now, is it up to two?
It's up to two.
It's up to two children, yeah.
God, there's too many rules over there, to be honest. Not for me.
Recharged.
Now, I don't mean to make the show serious. I will try my best to not make it too serious. But I did conquer a fear of mine yesterday, and that was that I donated platelets.
Go on, Dave.
The only way to do this, obviously, is through a needle, and I am deathly terrified of needles. Like, absolutely terrified of them. I've nearly fainted three times in my life, and they were all because of needles, all needle-related. But I thought, an hour of discomfort for someone's life would probably be, you know, it didn't really matter much for me to be uncomfortable for an hour for someone to actually be able to live their life for a couple
it's quite
more
different,
days.
Isn't it? Like, a lot of people would give blood, but platelets is different.
Platelets is different, yeah. So blood is kind of like blood carries the oxygen, it carries the nutrients and stuff like that. From what I can gather, platelets is the thing that basically stops you from bleeding or stops from, you know, it's kind of like carrying the, carrying clots. It basically makes sure that you don't bleed, basically.
Right,
so people who have cancer, like specifically leukemia, would need platelets. They would need platelet donations because their body is already doing so much that they don't have as much platelets. Their platelet count would be very low. So anyway, that's basically the serious part. And I went and I did that yesterday. It's over at the Blood Transfusion Service, I think it's called, over in St. James's.
Fair play, Dave. That's great.
And there was three women there who were helping me, three nurses called Fiona, Grace and Shirley, and they were like the soundest people in the world. So basically you rock in, right? And you initially you do like a chat with them and then you go away for a couple of weeks and after a month they'll be like, okay, come back and, you know, do a platelet donation, because you give a sample of blood to make sure you can or whatever. So I went into that a couple of weeks ago, but the whole thing is you can't be sick or you can't have been recently sick in order to give these platelets. So I had to wait a while because I was obviously with the flu and things like that. So anyway, I finally got to go yesterday. And they're so lovely, and they pump you with like muffins and potato and Pepsi, and you know what I mean? They're so great. Literally. All free, and you can go in and have a chat with them, and they're fantastic. And so they sit you on the bed, and I was like, this was the moment I was really starting to panic, and I was going, I was so worried. And she literally puts the needle in, and I was like, oh, this is great. Not a bother on me. Now, every so often, so the thing lasts about 40 minutes to an hour. Do you know what I mean? Depending on how much you're given. But the interesting thing about it is when the machine, right, is taking out blood, it's separating the blood and the platelets. So you get your blood back. Isn't that mad?
That's a good old service, isn't it?
So like every 10 minutes...
Return to sender.
Every 10 minutes the machine will just beep and it'll be like, okay, make sure you're not squeezing your arm because this is where the blood is going back in. So it takes out blood, separates the platelets from it, gives you the blood back. And I thought that was really interesting.
I'm like, while you're at the blood transfusion service, they might as well take the blood off you as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Look, you go over there to that compartment. We need the blood from there. And the
I was wondering
there.
That as well. I was like, you know, you could just take it.
I load of blood, have it.
I think they're taking quite a lot of blood.
Gotcha.
And so they need to give it back to you because...
This fella can't faint.
Yeah, exactly. So I did all that and I was really, really happy. And then basically something happened where... My body didn't react well because apparently I'm allergic to something that is very, very rare.
Okay.
But apparently I'm allergic to something at the end of it. So when this thing called citrate goes back into you after you're done donating the platelets, my body reacted poorly. And unfortunately they said, you can't donate anymore.
and I was just fuming. I was so disappointed because I thought I could do this monthly. Do you know what I mean? So I was really disappointed and I was really, really upset. And I was like, there's nothing I can... They were basically, there's nothing you could have done. It's just you're allergic, right? But I got a message because I put a photo up on my Instagram, right?
But sorry, what you gave yesterday is done and
it can be used, well done, which is great. And I gave a double donation as well. So it's really, really good. But I got this message off Maeve on my Instagram and it says, my dad got bags of platelets all during his illness, which was leukemia. They were like bags of magic for him. The people who get these and their families are so grateful. So I was like, I can't give them anymore. And I'm so upset about that. So if you check out Donate Platelets, that'd be deadly. And you also feel like a great person. I was walking around going, I am the greatest person in the world.
Here, give me your hands. I'll sign up today.
You just sign up today.
I'll sign up today, right? You can give them again. I'll give it a laugh to you, all right?
Yes, oh, legend. All thank right. you, Emma. Thank you.
Shaking so, yeah. Your hand on that.
Donate Platelets. Check it out because I can't do it, unfortunately, anymore. But I would love to see if you could. That'd be amazing. And I would love to be able to take. If I can't, then someone else should be able to. Do you know what I mean? Because they really, really need them. They only have 2,000 donors in Dublin. And I think that's insane. Do you know what I mean? With the amount of people living here. A lot of people know about it. Do you know what I mean? So I think people should donate platelets. And I promise this is the most serious thing I'll ever do on the show.
Fair play. I have to say, like, my dad's great for blood. He's constantly giving blood.
Yeah,
and I was so sad
good,
for him because I think you get like some kind of a big award when you give a certain amount in your lifetime.
Really?
And it's like a black tie event you're invited to.
Wow.
And it was during COVID and he couldn't go.
Oh, stop.
I was like, that's so disappointing because he was like, only 5 more donations that I get to put on the suit.
So.
And I was like, damn it. Great stuff. Listen, if one person takes...
Exactly.
On that today, it's
donate platelets. Check it out. Google it.
Fair play, Dave. You're on Spin. Here's Chapel Roan.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Gracie Abrams, and that's so true. You're listening to Spin. She's actually in the Tour Arena in the next couple of weeks as well. Another artist you can't get a ticket to go see. Sabrina Carpenter plays Monday. That's the big focus for now. And if you want to get there for free with 3 friends, get yourself over to spin1038.com. You can register really, really quick and hopefully be in the arena with all the trimmings on Monday.
Life don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. That Dave has written down. That Dave has written down.
Now, it wasn't great clapping today.
Yeah, no, that was me. I'm not wiring my headphones.
Yeah.
Going in blind.
You're going in blind.
I actually think, you know what, guys? That wasn't good enough.
Oh, we're doing it again.
Oh, God.
Don't say the same thing.
Headphones
that Dave
up.
Has written down. That Dave has written down. That Dave has written down.
Just in case it's not clear, we clap every time that theme song plays.
And when we're not in sync, it really messes
it really,
me up.
It does annoy us.
Glad we got that sorted.
Welcome, 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 one and all. Step right up, step right up. You, sir, you look like you can play. You, miss, why don't you play? Welcome to Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. It's a game where if you say the same thing that I've written down, then you lose, you get nothing. Good day, sir. Who do we have on to play?
It is this morning, Sharon. How are you this morning?
I'm good, how are you?
Good.
Not too bad. What are you at for the day?
I'm on the way to work.
What do you do?
I work in a Blackrock clinic.
Blackrock clinic. Do you do the hair?
No.
Oh, I always, whenever I hear clinic in Blackrock, I think, is that the hair transplant place?
What do you do in Blackrock clinic?
I'm a secretary.
Good
okay.
on you.
What do they do in Blackrock clinic?
Surgeries. I work in the lab.
Okay, so. Very cool. Nice one, Sharon.
You sound like a very nice receptionist.
You
most
do.
Most of them are awful.
Most of them are scary, Sharon. You sound very, very friendly.
Sorry, that's
I try.
That's actually really mean what I just said. Not all receptionists are scary.
And
some are.
Where are you travelling from, Sharon?
Wicklow.
Oh, very good. Okay, very nice. And have you heard this game before?
I have.
You have. This is Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. You're in the mood for a bit of cinema this month?
I am.
Okay, well, let's see if we can get you there. This is a game where if you say the same thing that I have written down, then you lose, you get nothing. Good day, sir. I'm going to basically ask you something like name a town in North County Dublin. You'll hear 3 beeps. You answer on the 3rd beep. If you say Finglas and I have Finglas written down, then you are out. You're trying to say a completely different thing that I have written down, and everyone you get right, you will win an IMC Cinema Pass. There's 5 up for grabs. Keep in mind, if you say something that's not in the category, you're also out. All right, Sharon, let's do this thing. I believe in you. Just make sure. And when you hear the question, you'll hear 3 beeps. Answer on the 3rd beep. All right, Sharon, are you ready to play?
I am.
Good
Here
luck.
We go. The best of luck. Let's go with round 1, a simple one. Question. Name something you'd buy in IKEA.
A lamp.
A lamp. And I have written down meatballs.
Beautiful. Job well done.
Now, Sharon and Emma has a question for
you. What do you want to do at this stage, Sharon? You've won yourself 1 IMC Cinema Pass. Could go and have some little alone time at the cinema. Would you like to take it and run, or do you want to play on for a second IMC Cinema Pass?
I'll play on.
I think that's a great idea, Sharon. Let's go for question two. Name any Premier League football team.
Manchester United.
Oh
God, now I'm nervous. He's a fan of them.
Famously my team. And I have written down Chelsea.
Oh, thank the Lord. Oh, Sharon, you made me nervous there. Okay, what do you want to do? Do you want to play on for three?
Yeah, I'll go on.
Let's do it, Sharon. Here we go. Question three. This is where we separate the men from the boys. Name any...
Or the girls from the women.
Yeah, I know. We won't be separating them. We wouldn't do that. Here we go. Question three. Sharon, name any ocean.
Atlantic.
The Atlantic Ocean.
I'm nervous.
For three IMC Cinema passes, Sharon, I have written down the Atlantic Ocean. I'm fuming. I really wanted Sharon to win. It really is the best game in the world, isn't it?
Until we get to this point.
Until we get to this point,
sad.
And then it sucks.
Okay, Sharon, listen, for the laugh, we play on and see how you already got on with the final two, yeah?
Okay, right. Sharon, question four would have been, name any bank.
AIB.
And I have written down AIB.
Okay, so brilliant. Yeah. That makes me happy. And final one.
Let's just try and say the thing that I would have written down.
Yeah.
The last question would have been, name a traffic light colour, Sharon.
Red.
And I wrote down green.
Okay. I have to say, the questions, you were kind of phoning it in this week, were you?
Do you think? I liked the bank
name
question.
Name an ocean.
Name an ocean is a good one. There's only a certain amount of ocean.
Yeah, no, you're right.
I liked the name of the banks because I knew people would go for AIB because you can't think of anything else. Sharon, listen, it wasn't to be today, but did you have fun?
I did.
Well, that's all that matters. Sharon, thank you so much for playing and have a fantastic day.
Bye, Sharon.
Thank you, you too. Bye.
Bye. Actually, my brain won't think of another bank. Bank of Ireland?
Yeah, there you go. Ulster Bank, is that gone? TSB, Permanent TSB, Revolut, yeah. You could have said, Barclays or, you know what I mean? You could have said Santander.
We could do a spin-off game someday called Say the Same Thing M has Written Down.
I thought you were going to say a spin-off game called Don't Say the Same Bank That Dave Has Written Down. That'd be a very short game.
Sonny Federer and Jazzy now. This is called Some Days. You're with Emma and Dave. This is Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Tommy Richin and...
Richin.
Who's he? Tommy Richman and Million Dollar Baby. I wonder, did he feel the need to... write a song about money with a surname like Richman.
Yeah, I'd imagine so, yeah.
Maybe so.
I've never put that together, but yes.
I'm disappointed, lads. My cousin gave me this lovely little piece of furniture for the bathroom over the weekend. He's moving house, and I was like, oh my God, that piece of furniture is just lovely, Luke.
A piece of furniture for the bathroom?
Yeah, it's like...
Was it a toilet?
No, it's like, what would you say? It's like a cabinet, I suppose.
Okay.
Keeping all your bits and bobs. And really nice. And again, aging. And he was like, sure, do you want it? I really am probably going to get rid of it. And I was like, I love that piece of furniture now, Luke. Thanks very much. So packed the car up, got it back to Dublin. And I know, sorry now to say this to the ladies, but I was waiting for a man. I was waiting for a man to help me get it out of the car. And then no man was around. So I was like, right, yesterday afternoon, I'm doing this myself. It's been in the car since the weekend.
How did you get on?
It was tough. It was a lot of work.
Did you break a nail?
Sweating. I didn't break a nail.
I hate when she lowers the volume down and stares at me. I'm so scared now.
That's my way of shaming you. Lower the volume down. How dare you? How dare you? No, I didn't really put my back out though. It was a lot of work. It was very, very tall yoke. Anyway, literally had to take it up the stairs step by step. Like one after, I was like, you know, when you're halfway up the stairs and you know, it's almost like that scene from Friends, where it's like, it's too late to go back now. I got to just do that.
Yeah.
So we finally get to the top of the stairs. Me and the piece of furniture. And rock into the bathroom, it doesn't fit anywhere.
Oh, for God's sake.
Oh, everywhere you try and put it, it doesn't make sense. The mirror is out a bit too wide and that's stuck to the wall. The towel rail is attached to the wall. There's a shelf there, so it doesn't fit under the shelf. So if anyone's a piece of furniture, it's very nice.
But Emma is not taking it back down. You have to come to the bathroom to collect it.
Yes, please. Because I might break a nail.
Listen, do you want to get yourself to the sun? All on us. We got 7 nights at Pierre Vegas's Village in Fuerteventura to give you if you would like to take it off us. And all you got to do is kick back, relax and enjoy yourself when you win it. Then, messages right now. The word golden. 087-711-103 on a WhatsApp right now, please.
Wake up.
Let's go.
Wake up.
It's a new day.
Wake up. Spins Fully Charged. Every day, we're spin.
Let's go. Hiya, it's Emma and Dave.
Good morning.
I always just kind of giggle to myself at that particular bit, you know. Wake up, it's a new day. Kind of thinking, I love the idea of someone having that as their alarm.
That would be nice.
And then it's like, time to get up.
I wonder, do people have those alarms from the movies where they instantly turns the radio on?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, as soon as like, it's 8 a.m, you'd hear
did the radio. Did we wake you up? 0877 11 1038.
We're very, very sorry if we did. I want to talk about landlords. Right, and I have found a way to get back at landlords for just being landlords. Now, my landlord himself is actually very nice.
John.
Yeah,
John.
Good old John. He's a good fella now, in fairness. But the only thing is that sometimes you get kind of annoyed at John because you realise how much money you pay him.
I know.
Do you know?
Very annoying, yeah.
Like, we figured out, what was it last week, that in the last couple of years I've paid him 30 grand on rent.
Yeah, we worked out, we stupidly worked out what we've both paid on rent over the last few years.
Don't ever try to figure that out yourself. Don't ever do it. It's awful. But so what we're doing is we're going, right, well, we're looking around the house for things that are broken and we're telling him. And he has to get them fixed. So the latest one was the tank was making a lot of noise. So every so often it would be like, poof, and they would do that every like minute or so.
That's annoying.
Very, very annoying. Very hard to sleep as well. So we got made sure to get that fixed. The chimney was like off. It was basically off balance. So it kept rattling around. So all you'd hear is, because there was a metal thing on top of the roof that would be basically the chimney, and it would rattle and be like every time there was a bit of wind. Didn't really bother anyone, to be honest, but we did notice it. So we're like, right, get up. So we called the landlord and we're like, just so you know, this is happening. And the next thing now, where our electric gate is starting to get a little bit, you know,
rusty.
So I hate when I say electric gate, but it is a thing that I don't own the house, by the way. Okay, it's just something the house has.
Yeah.
I don't know why, because no one wants to steal our cars. Yeah. They're rotten. Okay,
it's so funny that you're saying this. Just the coincidence of it, because just yesterday, I'm going to show in the room, guys, the green big long message on WhatsApp is me, is to my landlord.
Oh, God.
All of the jobs I have asked him to do in the house.
Very
right?
Good.
As during this process.
See, this is how you get back at them. Ask them to do stuff that they have to do legally.
And then, exactly. And then at the very end of the message, I'm just salty because my rent's about to go up as well.
Yeah.
So I'm like, so you might check that and maybe you could help us with this.
Yeah.
And then at the very end, I went, looking forward to seeing on Thursday, you can meet the puppy. And then I sent him a picture of the dog just to try and soften the blow. You're on spin. Good morning. Are you ready? Rose and Bruno Mars, this is Spin.
Get ready. Spin 103.8's Golden Ticket. Hey,
yeah. Good morning.
It was nice that the sun came out yesterday, but then you have to kind of take one for the team and go, okay, it's good that we have sun, but now it's cold again.
Yeah, there's a little bit of sun up on that balcony now. I have noticed. I've seen some Instagram stories, of people up there, and it looks quite nice.
We want to get you to the proper sun, as in the one that's hot.
Yeah,
the one
this
that's
one is
warm.
Fake.
Warm, yeah.
This is just a yellow circle in the sky.
A whole week in the sunshine in Fuerteventura. You'd be staying there with your flights and all the rest. 7 nights at the Pier in Vacances Village. And this looks like a really nice place to hang out. We've been keep looking at us. Do you know, just all the I just love
the blue water.
The blue water.
Blue ass water.
A bit of nice green.
Yeah.
Gives me a real good vibe.
Very, very nice. All you gotta do is just sit back, kick back, relax, enjoy the sun. Do nothing but be like, what time will we go for dinner?
Yeah.
Will we go to the pool?
I saw that place we walked by last night. It looked really good.
Should we go to one of the Spanish shops and we do a little shop?
Absolutely.
Oh, the dream.
This is all with thanks to Sunway, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. And on to try and take this holiday off us today is Hannah. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just on my way to work.
What do you do?
I'm out in breast check on the Marion Road there.
You're out in breast check?
You work with breast?
Yeah.
That's brilliant. Fair play to you.
Yeah.
How is that going?
It is busy. It's great, though. It's a really lovely place to work.
That's great.
While you're here, let's remind everybody, how often should you be checking yourself?
Oh, as often as you can.
Yeah. Yeah,
right.
Would you say weekly?
Definitely. Oh yeah, like whenever, I think. Yeah.
And Hannah, this might be a stupid question, but should men check as well, or is it just women?
Oh, definitely, absolutely, everybody should be checking, 100%.
Really? Okay, right. So in the shower, just have a little feel around.
Absolutely,
Dave, you've beautiful boobies.
No, thank you, thank you. I won't say the same thing about you. We'll move swiftly on. Hannah, have you heard this game before?
I have. I've listened a couple of times into it and I've been screaming at the radio, so I thought I'd do it.
That's what we like
to
hear.
I'm not really very strong about these things. I just have high hopes here.
Okay, well, listen, that's really good energy. That's a good starting
point. Come here, when's the last time you were away on holiday?
Oh, God, it's been a while now. My last fun one was about, 2 years ago, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Where did you go?
It would have been Dubrovnik.
Dubrovnik, Croatia. I've never been. I'd love to go.
Oh, it's amazing. It's so good.
Whenever I think of Croatia, I think of really crystally looking water.
Oh, yeah. So do I. Game of Thrones as well. That's what
Game of Thrones.
That's where I'd want to go. Yeah, it sounds great. All right, well, Hannah, let's see if we can get you to the Fuerteventura. It's on the Canary Islands. A little bit different to Croatia, but still absolutely stunning oceans and stunning views. So let's see if we can get you there. This is Emma and Dave's golden ticket. Do you know how many seconds go on the clock?
Is it 25?
It is. Do you know how many songs and artists are going to play?
Five.
That's it. Guess the five songs and artists within 25 seconds. You win a golden ticket to Fuerteventura. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist. No skipping or passing.
Okay.
We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once, though, and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song, shout the word swap. And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Hannah.
Yeah, it does indeed.
Happy days. Where are you from?
Bray.
Hannah from Bray.
Rooting
County
for you.
Wicklow. The very best of luck. We are rooting for you. 25 seconds on the clock. And song one plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Espresso, Sabrina Carpenter.
Stop the clock.
Yay!
Straight in, no messing.
Okay, and you kicked off again, I think, for the third time this week with the perfect average. You got that in just about 5 seconds. So you've got 20 seconds left on the clock. You're doing well, gal. 1 out of 1.
That was Sabrina Carpenter, Espresso. Let's go for song 2. Hannah, deep breath in, and we'll play it in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Swap.
Swap, good choice. Good choice, because we're running out of time.
Yeah.
Very good use of the swap there. I reckon you will kick yourself, but the artist there was Dua Lipa and the song was Houdini.
Yeah, catch
me. Oh, damn it. No, I did know that. I got that.
Well, that's all right. It's very, very hard when you're on the spot, so don't worry. We totally
Yeah, it is.
Let's go for a brand new song 2. We are back to 20.7 seconds on the clock. And song 2, a brand new one, plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. You know what?
Messy Lola Young.
Stop the clock. That's what we like to hear.
Well done. Right, again, you got that in 4 seconds. 16 seconds remaining on the clock, and we're cracking into song 3.
Lola Young and Messy was absolutely correct. Let's go for song 3. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. Once the flight had flown, with the wilt of the rose. What do you think, Hannah?
Is it Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
3, 2, 1.
I have no idea.
Do you know a Swiftie, no, Hannah?
I'm definite. I'm like an anti-Swiftie.
I'm really not.
He has so many songs. I'm really bad at them.
Hannah, the biggest Swiftie in the world, is in our studio and he's fuming at you.
Taylor Swift jumper.
I'm so sorry.
No. Listen, girl, I actually kind of respect that you just went on radio saying I'm actually an anti-Swiftie.
An anti-Swiftie.
Many people like you. That's very brave.
Very good.
Cut that out.
Hannah, that was Taylor Swift and Is It Over Now, but it wasn't to be, unfortunately. Did you have a good time?
I know. Yeah, definitely. I need to brush up, I think.
I thought you were very good, Hannah.
Yeah.
So do I.
I thought you were really, really good. And I hope you do manage to get away to the sun, but it will be using your own money. All right?
Absolutely.
Bye, Pess.
Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Okay.
I liked Hannah.
Me too. We still have this holiday and we want to give it to you. If you would like to win, message us the word golden right now, please. Golden to play tomorrow, 087-711-1038. 7 nights away, all but thanks to Sunway, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company.
Nice.
Simple as that. This is so good. It's new Irish music
from... I really am obsessed with this.
Do it.
New era.
New era. This is called Generation Love on Spin.
Spins fully charged, recharged.
Okay, today's a big day. Dave keeps calling it D-Day this morning.
It's D-Day.
It's D-Day, Emma, and I was like, why, what's happening? And I was like, oh yes, the big, big thing is happening today. I've been banging on about this in the show for the last couple of weeks. Big life-changing situation in the sense that my housemates are moving out. And my English boyfriend, Jack, and you'll remember when I met him last summer, I was telling you about it. He's moving to Ireland today.
This is huge.
This is huge, guys.
Huge.
This is huge. He's currently just got searched on the ferry. He was just sending me a photo there.
Search him too. He looks... Yeah. There's something about him.
He's just about to hop on a ferry in Liverpool and he'll get here today. And for the first time in my 31 years, I'm going to live with a boy.
That's very exciting.
I've lived with like guys like housemates, but I've never lived with like a boyfriend ever. Ever.
Okay.
So I'm very excited, obviously. I'm absolutely buzzing about it. But I'm also terrified.
Yeah, I'd imagine so. Yeah. It is a very, very scary thing. I remember I moved in with an ex-girlfriend of mine and like she was moving into my house. And I remember like for the first like week, she was just like, when I come home from work, she would just be up in the room. And I'd be like, where are you? She'd be like, I just thought you might want your own space for a couple of hours after work. And I was just like, it's your house too. Like, I was like, it's all right. Don't worry about it. There's going to be a lot of things that you overthink. So don't worry about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there will be.
I'll give him his. Oh, God. I wish you never said that to me. Now I'm going to be overthinking everything. Was there anything in particular that shocked you when living with.
Living with my ex. One thing that shocked me was how little she cared about anything. All right, and I know that sounds like a dig. It's not. The television she brought was in Turkish, right? And she didn't see a problem with that.
Okay.
So you'd be like, menu or guide, and it would come up and you'd be like, Schifflofflöschlik. And you're like, yeah, honestly, that stuff wouldn't bother her. Do you know what I mean? And like the volume would say Vlushklik or whatever. I'm sorry, I don't speak Turkish. But you know, it would be in Turkish, and I obviously don't speak that. She'd spill something on the carpet and she'd look at it and be like, ah, that's a shame. And then she'd continue eating her dinner. She wouldn't get up and clean the thing.
So you got to know each other quite well.
I was going, will you clean the feckin' carpet? Do you know what I mean? Like instantly, as soon as you spill something in my house, I get up and you clean it. Do you know what I mean? Mm. And then other things like, oh, will we put the bins here? Or I'd come home, the bins would be in a new position. And she'd put them there. And I'm like, but you know now we can't use those three drawers that the bin is in front of. And she's like, oh, but we'll just move the bin. So just the level of not caring, I just made me fuming. So there are going to be things that you learn about the person that you're going to be like, you're not well. Do you know what I mean? But there is fantastic benefits. It's great to come home from work to someone, and it's great to always have a bit of crack. And
totally,
oh, it's great. You're going to love it.
Was there anything that shocked you, Callum, when you moved in with Jess?
I just remember I was not expecting the amount of hair, amount of hair that Jess leaves behind. I was finding hair on parts of my body where I don't know how they got there.
Yeah, I get that.
I was pulling hair out of my trousers of hers, and she wasn't going to.
I get that though. It's everywhere.
Hair and contact lenses. Contact lenses are everywhere. Those little disposable ones you'll stick on the mirrors.
Yeah, stop. Jack likes to leave his contact lenses around as well. Yeah,
but the hair, like that, shocks me. Really,
I've never
really
even heard of the contact lenses one, but that's Gaz. Like, there's a lot of things that will shock you, I'd imagine, things you don't know about Jack.
I'll tell you what, right? You listening, if you have moved in with a partner, maybe you're in that situation now or maybe have in the past, what was it that shocked you about your partner when you first moved in together? All right? Because I think this will put me at ease a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Totally, because I'd say I'm sure there's plenty of things about me that are going to shock him.
Oh, there
I
will
mean,
be.
I'm so perfect, I can't imagine a single thing, but...
I like this. So voice notes are welcome to this 087-711-1038. What shocked you about your partner when you first moved in together? I really like this.
Yeah, put me out of my... Because I'm in a little bit of a... I'm in a giddy mood.
Yeah, but you're a bit freaked as well.
I've got a bit of nervous energy today, I think. All right, what shocked you about your partner when you first moved in together? Get your voice notes in. We can keep you on if you want to be, by the way. You're on Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I'm moving in with my boyfriend Jack today. Woo! The girl's growing up finally. And I'm excited, also nervous. He's currently making his way on a Stena line to the country. He's moving from England to Ireland. And it's very exciting. Also a little bit nerve-wracking. I suppose I don't want him to break up with me after a week because I'm so annoying to live with.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
You also don't want to break up with him because he's so annoying.
And on the back of that, I suppose, to kind of... I'm looking for a bit of ease. I'm looking for you to relax me this morning by asking you, what shocked you about your partner when you first moved in together? 087-711-103. Get your voice notes in, please. I want to know what I'm dealing with here.
Yeah, fair
Get
enough.
Get a sense of what I can look out for and what's normal.
Yeah.
What's not normal as well, you know. Morgan was in touch.
The shedding. The absolute shedding. I couldn't believe a woman could shed so much hair in all my life. As Colm said, picking it out of everywhere. Every orifice I have and all. I don't know how a woman sheds so much. My own dog doesn't shed that much.
Whoa, Morgan.
You all right over there, Colm? That is so funny. I was the exact same with the shedding. Do you know what was another thing that really freaked me out? It was the tan. Mm. What was the amount? The tan was mad. Like, as soon as you go to bed, you'd wake up the next morning, you'd be like, what the hell happened to bed?
Yeah, that's going to be a problem for Jack.
It's a real issue.
It's going to be a problem for Jack. 087 711 103. Voice notice. What talked to you about your partner when you first moved in together? For the first time in my life, I'm moving in with my boyfriend, Jack. Today. Woo! Woo! The girl's growing up, finally. And I'm excited, also nervous. He's currently making his way on a Stena line to the country. He's moving from England to Ireland, and it's very exciting, also a little bit nerve-wracking. I suppose I don't want him to break up with me after a week, because I'm so annoying to live with.
Yeah, you know, you also don't want to break up with him because he's so annoying.
And on the back of that, I suppose, to kind of, I'm looking for a bit of ease. I'm looking for you to relax me this morning by asking you, what shocked you about your partner when you first moved in together? 087 711 103. Get your voice notes in, please. I want to know what I'm dealing with here.
Yeah, fair
get
enough.
Get a sense of what I can look out for and what's normal.
Yeah.
What's not normal as well, you know. Morgan was in touch.
The shedding. The absolute shedding. I couldn't believe a woman could shed so much hair in all my life. As Colm said, picking it out of everywhere. Every orifice I have and all. I don't know how a woman sheds so much. My own dog doesn't shed that much.
Whoa, Morgan!
You all right over there, Colm? That is so funny. I was the exact same with the shedding thing. Do you know what's another thing that really freaked me out? It was the tan. Mm. What was the amount? The tan was mad. Like, as soon as you go to bed, you'd wake up the next morning, you'd be like, what the hell happened to bed?
Yeah, that's going to be a problem for Jack.
It's a real issue.
It's going to be a problem for Jack. What shocked you about your partner when you first moved in together? Trying to get a vibe here, trying to suss out what's normal, what's not normal. Your voice notes to 087 711 1038. Emma was on to us.
Me and my partner have been living together since COVID, but like we were living in my mom's house, but like we've been living together in our own apartments for the last year. And there's a pro and con. Con, he leaves like his dirty dishes above the dishwasher. So the sink is above the dishwasher, and right. He leaves the dirty dishes on top of the sink, which is basically on top of the dishwasher. And so instead of opening the dishwasher and putting it in, he leaves it on top, and he'd leave it there all day. And then I'd be like, why didn't you put it in the dishwasher? And he'd just be like, oh, I just forgot. I'm like, okay, new hairstyle, put it in the dishwasher. And then proud though, I do come home from college and he does have my pajamas all laid out on the bed with my favorite fluffy socks. And then he'd have like a candle there and he'd have the dinner.
Oh, that's adorable.
Okay, well, that's nice.
That is cute.
I don't mind that.
I like the way she's giving it, but she's putting the bar up high there. She's making you go, make sure now he's doing nice things for you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's not just like all the bad things.
Coming in from college, leaving out the fluffy pajamas. So
cute. There you go. That's very nice.
Chilla is standing by. Chilla, what shocked you about your partner when you moved in together?
Okay, so they like a personal hygiene.
Oh, really?
You know, when you're first together, they make an effort. Then you're all excited and you're in love, and then time goes by and you notice they only take a shower once a week.
Once a week?
I know.
Wow.
Oh my God.
I'm single, needless to say.
Yeah, I was about to say, I was like, you're hardly still with them.
No, I can't do for that. I mean, what? I brush my teeth twice a day and I'm not ashamed to say it. Sometimes I skip it, but it's just me and my germs. You know what I mean?
My God, that's insane.
Well, the good thing is, I'm pretty sure that Jack likes the showers a lot, actually. He loves a shower. But, interesting. Okay, wow.
Lucky you, she says.
Thanks, Chilla.
Chilla, I hope you find a nice smelling king soon.
Yeah, so do I.
Good luck, have a great day.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day. Bye.
Bye. What shocked you about your partner when you first moved in together? 087 711 103. This is Amy.
When I first moved in with my partner, I realised that whenever he's cooking something, like if he cooks some pasta in a pot or whatever, he'll eat half of it for his dinner or whatever, and then put the pot in the fridge, the whole thing.
What? No.
No, like, cling film over or anything. He won't put it into, like, a lunchbox and put it in the fridge for tomorrow. He'll put the whole pot.
No.
Or, like, if he's cooking chicken, he'll put the whole pan into the fridge, which, what a psycho.
The whole pan or pot in the... You freak.
Imagine trying to boil an egg, going, oh, where are our pots? Oh, sure, they're in the fridge.
They're in the fridge. I wouldn't even put a pan or a pot in the dishwasher, let alone the fridge.
I put them in dishwashers now.
No, I always just clean them. What do you do? Oh, my God, that's bizarre.
That's crazy. Jody's standing by. What's the thing for you, Jodie, that did it? What shocked you about your partner when you moved in?
I realised that he was born in a barn. Every light on, he leaves every door open, he leaves every press open. Oh, his dad's from a litter bug.
Is he a litter bug?
He likes to leave wrappers everywhere.
No. God.
Come here, what is it? Sorry, I think the one that would get me the most are the presses. Banging your head off a press.
It's a nightmare.
Yeah. Fridge door?
Yeah, and we have a beep that goes off when it's open after like a minute.
Brilliant.
I could be upstairs and he's right beside the fridge and I'm like, how can you not hear the beep?
I'm the exact same like that. I run a tight ship. I'd be like, anything like that. Close this, do that, shut that.
Yeah.
Does my head in.
I don't want to scare you, but it's not as easy as you think.
Thanks, Jodie.
Jesus. We're trying to make her okay, Jodie, here.
Talk to you later.
Don't listen to Jodie. It'll be fine.
I've a lot to learn, it seems. Kira is standing by. We want to know, what shocked you about your partner when you moved in together, Kira?
Oh, the smell of his fart.
The smell of his fart? Really?
Oh, God.
Jesus, we're together nearly 6 years now. And when we moved in together, I don't know, I could put up with it before we moved in together.
Yeah.
Then when we moved in together, it just got worse.
Right.
And worse.
That's not good.
As in...
We had a French bulldog, and you know, then they're very smelly.
Yeah.
So we used to throw the dog out when it smelled really bad. I feel like getting rid of him.
Yeah.
I feel like throwing him out in the garden.
And you think it's like a man thing that their farts smell worse?
Oh no, it is just a man. It is a man thing. He smells worse, I think.
Yeah, okay. No, we do.
We're actually getting him checked now to see if everything's all right because the smell is as well.
Really? Oh my God.
There's something dying in your stomach.
Oh, Kira, thanks for that.
Thanks, Kira.
You're me scared.
Good luck. Have a great day.
You too, bye.
Bye. Richard was in touch as well.
It has to be the sheer amount of toiletries and the state of the bathroom shelf after she's been in there. Scary.
The bathroom shelf thing, it just baffles me. Like, I for some reason, just want my toothpaste on the bathroom shelf. You used to have everything. Lashes. As well, the lashes everywhere. On the sink, on the shelves of the toilet, everything.
I'd have to agree, as a female, there's nothing more gross than walking around and standing on a fake eyelash.
It's so annoying.
It's like standing on a spider. It's gross. Faye is standing by as well. What shocked you about your partner when you moved in together, Faye?
Oh, I have to be careful not to swear. The toenails.
Oh, no.
Oh, it was horrendous.
Okay. Where was he doing it?
Everywhere.
No.
Like sitting on the bed. I remember I work from home and I went and sat at my desk. I said, why is there toenails on my desk?
No.
No, he didn't.
I have to be like, cut into the bin. Cut into it.
Oh my God.
And I still come back sometimes and I will find evidence.
Do you ever see when a toenail's been there for too long and it kind of starts curdling?
Yeah. Really, really gross. See, I do mine on the bed as well, but like I make sure and pick them all off and put them in the bin. I'm not a total freak. Like,
but if you live
you
someone.
Think you get them all off.
There's always one that pokes you in the bum.
Right, fair enough.
Gross. Listen, thank you for that. Noted. I need to set the boundaries as soon as we get cracking here. Thanks,
and
Faye.
And send them to football once a week.
Okay, good shout.
Send the fellas
keep
to football.
Keep your TV time.
Okay, interesting. That's send a really to football
that's
once a week.
Have you any other tips, Faye? That's great.
Don't do it.
Faye, the best tip you could have given. Best one. Thank you. Have a great day.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Right, so we were asking on the show all morning what shocked you about your partner when you first moved in together. Trying to get Emma a little bit ready because her fella is moving in with her today. It's a big day. It's D-Day or J-Day, should I say.
J-Day.
Jack Day. So after everything that everyone has said, all of the tips and tricks and stuff like that, how are you feeling about him moving in? Are you kind of like, right, will you turn that ferry back around, go back to Holyhead? What are you feeling?
I feel bring it on, baby.
Yeah?
Bring it on. Give me your toenails. Give me your farts. I'll give you all my hair.
This man can do no wrong, it seems. Jack, you've got a winner. You're onto a winner here.
Fart all you want, pal. Yeah. We have a dog together now and you have to pay the rent, so get yourself over here quick, please.
Do you know what? Whatever you're going through today, just be glad. It's not anywhere near as bad as what Jason Derulo was going through.
Jason the Ruler?
Yeah. I have a theory that he's going through some sort of breakup. Because you know when you, like, and maybe someone would break up back in the day and you do some pretty stupid things. Maybe you might cut off your hair. Maybe you might get some piercings or a tattoo or something. Or if you're in my generation, you would take to Tumblr or to Twitter or to Facebook and maybe you'd write a little song lyric
from a song that already exists that would vaguely show how you were feeling.
Or you might share a little quote in your Instagram story all of a sudden.
Well, funny you should mention quotes, because Jason Derulo has been using Facebook and over the past week has posted pictures of 14 quotes.
No, he didn't.
14 quotes in the last week. And I hate quotes. I fully understand people can get things from them. I just personally
what
can't.
Kind of things?
Like, I don't know, but I'd imagine people would get some sort of, you know,
relief
for something from them. I don't get them personally. Like, my least favourite thing in the world is like, oh, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stupid thing to say.
Well, that's a stupid
one. You know what I mean? No offence if you have it tattooed. But Jason Derulo seems to be going through the motions and going through all of the phases of a breakup over the space of a week. And if the quotes he's posting are anything to go by, he might be starting to feel a little bit better as the week goes on, which is good. But we start back at the start of the week. 11 p.m. On the 19th of February. And he puts up a photo of the quote. This year, I met the most broken version of me, but also the strongest. 2 hours later.
Is that the quote?
That's the quote.
Wow.
2 hours later, 1 a.m. And now, every time a siren sounds, I wonder if you're around, because you know that I'd do it all again. Olivia Rodrigo. That is a lyric from her song.
Is it?
And I obviously think he's going through something.
Know what I was trying to do there? I was trying to figure out if this was a ploy in lyrics of an upcoming song that he was like leaving little like Easter eggs around, but I don't think that's the case.
No,
that's
these are all
Rodrigo
these
song.
Kind of Tumblr quotes from back in like 2014.
Ah, poor old Jace.
11 p.m. on the 20th of February. God knew my heart needed you. And it's just a photo of some palm trees.
Aww.
2 hours later, same day. Feelings leave when you maintain distance. And it's a photo of some clouds outside of an airplane.
I don't actually think that's true either, Jason, but thanks.
No, it isn't.
No.
The next day, it's a photo of a tuk-tuk in, I can presume, Thailand. And it's raining. And the quote is that he posted at 2 a.m. Mm. Some people feel the rain. Others just get wet. What the hell.
Oh God, he's so annoying.
Are you talking about, Jason? What are you talking about? The 23rd of February at 11 p.m. He posted a photo of a city at night with the moon in the background. And among the mountain line is a quote that says, still admiring you from afar. That's creepy, Jason.
Do you remember when he took over TikTok in a massive way, him and his then partner, that beautiful girl with the... do you know who I'm talking about?
No.
So he's like a full-on TikTok team around him and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And I do think they broke up, but I think that was... I mean, ages ago.
Yeah. Okay, interesting. Well, on the 24th of February at 3 a.m, he posted a picture of some flowers and the quote is, you are your home. Take care of yourself. Who are these quotes helping? Are they helping Jason? Why? At 1 a.m. yesterday... it was a photo of a book and the book just says, I'm still hoping it's you and me in the end. He's really going through it. But then 6 hours ago, I think he's turned a corner.
Okay, good.
He's moved on from the phase of missing this person.
He's getting angry.
He's getting a bit angry.
Yeah.
The quote from 6 hours ago is in quotation marks, block.
Oh.
No need to block you. I want you to see what you lost.
What's the drama?
So maybe he's not getting
a recent breakup.
Maybe he's not getting fully better. I don't really know what's going on.
He's at stage two though. That's good.
It just seems like Jason Derulo has turned into a quote
machine
page on Facebook. He's still promoting whatever else he's doing, but I don't care about that. I only want the quotes.
I want to see him through. So stage one, when you break up with someone, is the sadness. Stage two is the anger. Then what? I would tend to go back to sad.
I don't know. But you can, if you wish, subscribe to Jason Derulo's Facebook account for 99 cent.
Are you serious?
Yes, yeah. And you can get live videos and a subscriber badge.
Is there literally 99 cent charge to
99 cent?
Follow him on Facebook?
No, to subscribe to him. Get
That's wild.
Special content from Jason Derulo.
Did I wake up this morning, look at my Instagram stories and say, oh, Janie.
Did everyone else do the same? Yes, we did.
Yeah. I think I've met three people in the office today who said, loved your Instagrams last night. And I'm like, yeah, thanks. You should ever put up an Instagram story and then when you wake up and you want to delete them all, but then you're like, no, I have to commit.
Yeah,
I have to commit to
down.
Being up there until they expire naturally tonight. Okay, reason being, I'll take you back to yesterday's show. My housemate Emer is moving out on Friday. She's like my best friend. And last week, it's just getting really busy in the house the next couple of nights with like people actually moving stuff out and in and out and in and out and filling up cars. That when we were out... from Al Smith last week. We were sitting out and we'd had a few drinks and I was like, keep next Tuesday evening free. Let's do something really special, just us. That was fine. And then yesterday was Tuesday and I had absolutely zero organised.
Weren't you like work from home and
I
everything?
I was like, yeah, let's get real glam and it's all a surprise. And then even on Monday evening, she was like, so what are we doing tomorrow? My brain was like, panic, I have nothing planned. I was like, it's a surprise. Wouldn't want to ruin the surprise.
I don't know why you got yourself involved in this.
I know. Well, yesterday on the show, I was explaining this and producer Callum just a little scouse around to see what was going on in Dublin last night. And he brought to my attention that Snow Patrol were in the Three Arena last night. I actually gasped like OMG dead.
That's where you'd like, want to see Snow Patrol as well. Like,
oh my god, it was just so perfect. We're like, me and Emer are losers and we love sitting around watching YouTube videos and like getting emotional and like we've often gone to Snow Patrol.
I wouldn't say that about Emer.
How dare you. So I was a woman on a mission. I was like, how am I going to get these tickets? It was completely sold out gig last night, the Three Arena. Anyway, by 4 o'clock I had it sorted.
Class.
By 4 o'clock and I got to tell her the news. She may have been emotional about this. And off we went. Lads, you know the way sometimes you go to these gigs?
Emotional at going to Snow Patrol.
Yeah.
Or maybe she is a loser then.
Snow Patrol are... The thing about Snow Patrol, I was talking to someone about this in the office this morning, to Gav, and he was saying, because we often go to these throwback gigs, right? And it's a band, but... Like Snow Patrol are an actual band, as in like a live show. You've got the guitars, you've got the like...
The drums.
Do you know what I mean? And then their music isn't all just pop stuff. It's like really kind of hits you.
Okay.
So the Three Arena was a very special place last night. And you were joking on the show yesterday, Dave, when we played a clip of Run being like, you'd be like, oh, I'm going to miss you.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty much what happened during Run. Really, really good stuff. So then...
Emma Nolan has never let a concert go by without getting some audio from said concert.
All, yeah, of course.
Any concert you want, she has on her phone. Go check it out.
Well, this is where things got cringe.
No, this is where they get cringe, is it?
There's nothing cringe about this story until this point, where I decided to take my feelings about the whole experience to Instagram.
For God's sake.
Yeah, this is where I felt...
This is what happened. I woke up this morning, went on the Instagram and I just went... Right through Evan Holland's stories.
Perfect. I started off with the background noise of one of their songs saying, if you listen or heard today's show, you'll know how important it was that we got here tonight. Then I move on to talk about my friendship with Emer, my best pal and housemate, moves out this week. I said we've lived together for almost 7 years. That's wrong. 5 years for me. I added 2 years there for no reason. Naturally, today is Tuesday and I couldn't work out what to do. Spoke about this on the show today. Blah, 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 blah. I literally told the whole story about on air. I thanked everyone who helped me out. We've been to many gigs together, but this will always stand out. Maybe because our cohabitants. I even think that's a word. Has made me feel like a teenager again in so many ways. In the good ways. And oh, this band brings us back there. Thanks again. Our friendship was orbed. Orbed. I use the word orbed. Around music in the house for nearly 7 years. Again, Emma, it's been 5. And our youth too around this band. Perfection. And then I made so many typos and used really weird language like orbs that I finally put a photo of me and Emer together and then wrote on it, appalls for previous typos. I honestly woke up and went back being like, Emma, the state of those Instagram stories. Like,
I hope I never die. Can you imagine the length of the bloody Instagram?
Oh, Dave, you'd have a highlight reel. I'd create a highlight for just, I just call it Dave.
If I ever leave the show, honestly, you're going to have about a Bible to read.
100%. Okay, listen, we're in the middle of One Foot in the Rave. You're trying to figure out a dance song based on a tiny minuscule of a clip, which sounds like this. And some people, I think, are starting to get their heads around it. Well, according to the entries anyway, plenty of them. Emma, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, good, good. You were in touch on One Foot in the Rave. This is the clip of the song that you heard. You have a guess for us. What do you think that song is?
I think it's Entrance, Set You Free. Only because it's my favourite song, so I hope I'm right.
Entrance and Set You Free. I do like that song.
Oh, oh yeah.
Is she correct?
Oh, yeah. No.
Damn it. Emma, she's awful to you. I'm so sorry. But a great guess, and thank you so much
for
playing.
Great tune. Thanks, Em.
No worries.
Good luck.
Hello, Lisa.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, my God.
All right.
I was like, oh, my God. When I texted, I was like, there's no way. I was like, this is just pure chance.
All right. Well, let's see if you're right, though. First, have a listen to the clip. What is that song, Lisa?
Ariana Grande, Break Free.
Ariana Grande. I love that song. Break Free. Let's check if you're correct. Lisa, you are absolutely correct. It is Ariana Grande, Break Free. Well done.
You music maestro, you. Well done.
Thank you.
That was very impressive. I hadn't a clue and we were playing it for 3 days.
I know. And in fairness, Callum, what were you at with the first clip on day one? Gave away nothing. This was the first clip on Monday, Lisa. Would you have known from that? No?
Maybe.
It's hard to know now that you know the answer.
True. Yeah.
Very true.
Yeah. Sounds exactly like
Lisa,
that.
Lisa, congratulations. You have won yourself 6 IMC Cinema passes. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Bye. Bye, bye, bye,
I'm
bye.
Human now. Like, play it again.
Isn't it mad that the breath gave it away for me?
Yeah. One, Callum.
It's so funny because you remember on Monday I was like, I thought it was going to go on Monday. I just thought, because it's the same kind of beat that you're hearing throughout it.
Yeah.
But now it makes sense.
It was the breath that really gave it away.
One more time.
You.
One more
just
time.
Just the breath?
Yeah. No, see, that's Martin Solveig and Hello.
I actually think we should play. Can we play a game tomorrow on whose celebrity's breath is this? It's also funny, isn't it, when like you live in a locality and you know the place, like the back of your hand, you could almost like walk around blindfolded, yeah, like you would. But something changed in my area in the last few days and I was trying to figure out what it was. I kept walking past this particular point where there's a bottle bank and I was like, there's something weird about that area.
The bottle bank was gone.
No, the clothes banks are gone.
Okay.
I'm absolutely fuming. I was, before now, within walking distance of a clothes bank. That's a very unique position to be in, I'll have you all know.
Just like that, instantly, like from this moment we set up the microphones, we are too old for spin, we are being moved off tomorrow. Hands down. I used to live beside a clothes bank and now it's been taken away and I think that's ridiculous. And okay, Joe, it's awful.
Yeah, fair enough. All right. Radio 1.
Off you go.
Do you want me giving out about lacks of clothes banks? Because I'm actually willing to, Joe, if you want, because I'm fuming. I used to be a 3-minute walk. I had to get in the car and go to a clothes bank.
That's awful. It's awful. 51551, wash your hands.
Chop a row now and had to go. Damn it. Yes, screw them. Sorry.